Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side on the Joe Messina Show. God, talk about having that deep in your brain, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I mean, truly, be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, if you do get involved, and you do get engaged because you get informed, you may change somebody. You're never going to change anybody's mind pounding on them on Facebook. It's just not going to work. They don't. They're stuck in their way. They're not going to change anything. So why bother? Kind of where I'm at, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. The Tom Del Picaro was on in the last hour. We were talking about, you know, the demise of people believing in a God, in a higher power. And what I think is really funny is it's what I've been saying for a long time is we were heading in this direction. And I wasn't being overly religious. I was just being overly honest. I mean, when people start believing that they don't need to ask for, turn to God, you know, find out, again, what's available to them, what God wants for them, and that kind of stuff. Who's your ultimate, who's at the top of your list? I mean, ultimately, who makes the decision? How do you base your morality? What foundation do you have? Because you believe it to be true? I mean, there's a lot of stuff I believe to be true that later on in life I found out was wrong, dead wrong. I mean, when I was probably in my late teens, early 20s, not that I didn't believe in abortion, or I did believe in abortion, I believed a woman had a right to choose. Right? And but I only did it because I heard everybody else saying it. I heard everybody else on that road. So I was influenced by the people around me, not with real information. And then as you get older, you start reading and learning and researching and understanding. And I think some people have made good points in the fact that, you know, when you had Roe versus Wade upheld, if you would, or made the law, and it was never made the law of the land. You should really look into it and see how that works. It was considered to be a blob of cells. Nothing more than a bunch of cells that could be removed and you weren't killing a human. right? And now we have the medical information to show what it is, what it looks like in the stomach, and the whole nine yards. So, for them to do it on medical / science reasons alone would be enough. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get to it some more. I mean, we're going to hit the campus reform. You got to head over to that website, campusreform.org, campusreform.org. MIT again hosts a queer Bible study in its Rainbow Lounge. God, never ends. This is MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, my home state. Leave it to them to come up with some of the weirdest things they can. And frankly, in your face to those of the Christian belief system, right? LGBTQ services at MIT, an intercultural campus resource for diverse gender, romantic, and sexual identities, is in charge of the lounge. The LGBTQ plus service partners with Harvard University to hold a queer Bible study group. In the lounge that meets on Thursdays, the group hopes to create a queer and trans affirmation Christian space in which we can bring the fullness of our lives, desires, and selves into conversation with good news of Jesus Christ. Now, MIT's Lavender graduation was held in the Rainbow Lounge as well. The Lavender graduation was open to all LGBTQ plus graduates from 2020 to 2022 to participate and include an after party. Ready for this? Normally it's alumni, right? That's the proper terminology? Not in this case. It's alumnix. That's right. They changed it to alumnix. Why? Well, because if you're LGBTQ, then you aren't necessarily male or female, right? I'm going by what they say. Don't be throwing stuff at me. This is what they came up with. And it really never stops. In April, the LGBTQ plus services at MIT partnered with, I don't even know what this means. They partnered with SPXCE, S-P-X-C-E, to hold a block party mixer. SPXCE aims to provide students with intersectional social justice education. Whatever happened to math, science, and history? And government? Are these no longer being taught at schools? I gotta know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. It's Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Really, be part of the solution by getting informed. Really that simple. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're going to go through some of these, some of the crazier, more crazier stories. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, they're hosting a queer Bible studies. Now, I don't understand. I would love for one of you to call in. And I would love to find out from one of you, what is this queering of everything? No, we've been doing stories a long time here. Querying God, querying math, querying English, right? Querying Christianity. I don't understand. Is it something that you have to do in order to be for you to accept it? You want us to accept you the way you are, but you can't accept us the way we are? Is that how that works? I'm trying to understand where the equity, equality, fairness, I'm trying to understand where all that is. So when you want to be treated a certain way, don't you think you should treat others that same way? Whether you're mad at them or not. The LGBTQ organization also provides resources allowing students to change their name and gender on academic records. Students, can you imagine what a nightmare this is going to be later on in life? When somebody's trying to do a family tree or hunt you down and you find somebody, or try to find somebody for real purposes. Right? How? Guaranteed you can hit these roadblocks, these walls, and these dead ends because somebody has changed your name, whether they've done it legally or not legally or whatever. Be totally different. Right? And now you can change your name and your academic records. What happens 20 years down the road when you decide you want to go back? They're going to have a movie in the Rainbow Lounge. The film's called Fire Island. It's a movie in which a group of queer best friends gather at a Fire Island Pines for their annual week of love and laughter. But when a sudden change of events jeopardizes their summer in what they refer to as gay paradise, their bonds push them to the limit. This is all stuff under a godly umbrella, or trying to be sold under a godly umbrella. So I'm curious as to how this comes about. Why aren't there Christians on the set? Why don't they open their mouths and say, what is this? It doesn't make you a bigot, a racist, a homophobe, or anything else to simply say, hey, this is not what I learned. This is not what I was taught. Where is this coming from? Right? Yeah, somebody said in the chat room, what are they hiding from? Why are they hiding? And now, the whole thing was, remember when they had to put tampons in men's rooms? Because, men menstruate too. Now they're quietly pulling those from some of the... Now, you can find these stories on Campus Reform. I trust them. I know what they're doing is real and right. They're silent on the moving tampons out of the men's bathrooms because there seems to be, for some weird reason, nationwide shortage. Campus Reform contacted each university, asked whether or not they would continue to supply their men's bathrooms with tampons despite the shortage. when they started to see that women's menstrual products were missing on the shelves of the U.S. this week, but tampons can still be found in men's bathrooms. As more universities focus on the LGBTQ inclusive initiatives, tampons are more commonly found in men's bathrooms on campuses. Now, I love this. So now those men don't get equal treatment? What's going on? How is this happening? Hey, they did it, not me. Western Carolina University used student fees to pay for tampons in a men's restroom. Cornell started putting them in around 2020. Many times, instead of putting a dispenser in, they put a little basket and put them in the basket. You grab them as you need them. They don't even understand that. The shortage has been giving a growing problem for several months. I can only imagine. But hey, you don't have to worry about it because you're not going anywhere. You can stay home, and I'm sure you can take care of yourself there. Not enough gas. Shortage of parts for cars. I know people that have two or three cars that need service and can't get it. Because they can't get the parts that they need. The Biden admin is spending $1 million on the Center for Two-Spirit Youth. Yeah, some of you guys go, what? Huh? What's that? Well, that's exactly what I always say. Department of Justice is planning to pay an organization $1 million to create a national resource center for justice involvement, right, with LGBTQ and two-spirit youth. Look at all this money we're putting into things that will not get us very far. Why not put the money into things like career tech education? Get these kids, instead of getting them in debt for $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 in school, in some cases, or in a lot of cases, with a degree that will do absolutely nothing for them today, why not teach them, work with them? Right? Get them working with their hands. A lot of kids want to work with their hands. A lot of students and young people want to work with their hands. They want to be architects and mechanics, builders. What's wrong with all of that? The Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention says that this program provides training and technical assistance to juvenile justice practitioners, you know, to assist them in meeting the needs of justice involved. And, you know, this is a new terminology. So now you have to stop and think about everything, right? So you have these counselors that are juvenile justice practitioners. They're assisting to help the needs of, you ready for this one? Justice involved. Now, let's just take all the other identifiers out. Justice involved youth. You know what justice involved in youth? We used to call them juvenile delinquents. Can't call them that anymore because it makes them feel bad. So now we have to soften the blow so it doesn't sound so bad so you don't mind being one. Think about it. It doesn't take a lot. You don't have to be a brain surgeon for this. Anyway, right? They want to ensure that contact with the juvenile justice system is rare, fair, and beneficial. And we need to change the name for that to happen. Maybe we need to change the way we deal with it. I'm just saying. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Shortly after a Supreme Court ruled to make it easier to carry concealed guns, President Joe Biden and the Department of Justice slammed the controversial ruling. The president said he was, quote, deeply disappointed by the decision the Supreme Court made to revoke a New York law that required gun owners to provide a reason why they should be able to carry a gun in public.
I am disappointed in the Supreme Court gun decision.
It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution.
That was Vice President Kamala Harris. The White House announced a $450 million assistance package for Ukraine that includes four more high-mobility artillery rocket systems as the fight with Russia continues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
People think I'm making fun of Democrats with that. They're making fun of themselves, you know. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But so, again, we were talking about, first of all, the terminologies they use now to make people feel better. The Biden admin, too, is spending $1 million on a center for two-spirit youth. I mean, if these kids are in trouble, it has nothing to do with their sexual orientation or what they believe they are or aren't. Right? It has to do with some of their values, what they've been taught. The document for this reads that the OJJDP, which is the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, supports states, localities, and tribes to reform juvenile justice systems so that they are equitable, create safer communities, and empower youth to lead productive lives. What does that mean? No, really. So they are equitable? What does that mean? I mean, if you're doing something wrong, explain to me how making it equitable makes it better. Are you saying that they should have the same opportunities to do better? Yeah. In an effort to define two-spirit youth, the OJJDP called it an umbrella term to describe any youth who have more than just a feminine or masculine spirit or are not cisgender. Do you really think the reason behind them committing crime is because of that? Really? The organization who received the $1 million grant will be tasked with items such as filling gaps in knowledge about intersectionality. So we're going to spend this money to teach reoffending youth who are in jail, or should be in jail, or were in jail, or have been in and out of jail. We're going to spend this money, instead of teaching them what has taken place in their lives that get keep them in jail. We're going to use it to teach them or give them more knowledge about intersectionality, right? About youth of color, about the LGBTQ community. We're going to create a program that models that are linguistically competent. Most of those kids won't be able to spell linguistically. I mean, seriously, listen, how about helping them for real? I'll probably do it tomorrow, but today I'm watching these clips from the military that are putting that they're putting out for training. It's not or to draw people in. It is not to gin up our fighting men and women, people that want to fight for our country. No. It's all about safe spaces in the military. About understanding where you're coming from. Making sure you feel good. These are not messages that should be in the military. Let me tell you, military is not about you feeling good about yourself. Really? The military is all about, as I always say, seek and destroy. They're supposed to break things and then fix them if they need to. They're supposed to make sure that the enemy, if the enemy is watching our training films, the only way we're going to win is they're going to laugh themselves to death. They're going to have a lack of oxygen. They're going to pass out and die or something. Because if they watch those videos, they're going to know we're not up for the fight. Because we're not training our young people to be up for the fight. It's totally ridiculous. And we let them get away with it. Yeah, you heard me. We let them get away with it. You know, did you allow your friends and loved ones to vote for these people? I'm kind of joking, but you know what I'm saying. How much fighting did you do? How much pushing back? How much did you let them know truly and really what we're up against? I don't. It's irritating. They don't listen to you. They make fun of you. But do you really care? If it's going to save the country, your kids, your niece, your nephew, some of you have people in the military. If this is what they're teaching your kids, get them out. Find a way to get, I'm sure they'll let them out for all kinds of reasons today. Just amazing. Biden, if you watched him earlier, he accidentally revealed his cheat sheet that he has. He held up a detailed cheat sheet. I guess one of the cameras got it up close. It's instructing the leader of the free world, right? I mean, does this guy really need a line that says, take your seat? Right? And limit your remarks to 2 minutes. So they're telling the President of the United States, the man that was elected by 15 or 20 people, that he needs to take his seat, when to sit down, how long to speak, what to say. It's amazing. Biden held up the document backwards, a little cheat sheet in his hand. He was at a meeting with the wind industry experts. Now, he attended that after skipping his administration's morning meeting. He was supposed to meet with oil companies about combating record gas prices. But he was too busy using his cheat sheet. That's amazing. Biden was then instructed to enter Roosevelt Room and say hello to participants. The paper says, hey, you take your seat. I mean, they have to capitalize this stuff and show him. Right? They type up a note that says, after reporters arrive, you give brief comments, 2 minutes. When reporters depart, you ask Liz Shuler, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. And then you thank participants and you depart. I'm looking at it. This is hilarious. Why would you have to give, if he's as sharp as a tack, if no one can keep up with him, because he's so energetic and smart, I mean, do you give them? Oh, I gotta be clean. Do you tell him how many tissues to use to wipe his butt? No, really, seriously. This is how ridiculous this list is. Look, people, I know some of you have called me. Some of you sent me emails. And you think we're kind of done. We're gonna end up splitting into two or three different countries. I don't know how you do that. Really, I don't know how you really make that happen without an all-out war. Is that what you're looking for? What you really need to do, or what we really need to do, is we need to put the right people in place to take these school boards, water boards, city councils back. That's what we need to do. I mean, it's the only way you're going to win. And look, it's not up to you to take them all back. You got to go grab one or two people that you want to run for office, you know would be good running for office. You grab them and you make them do the work. You make sure they want to do it and you get them into those seats. You work with them to get them into the seats. It's the only way you make the changes. Because you're not always going to do it by getting up in front of those boards and yelling at them. Sometimes you need somebody that's actually listening to what you're saying. And we'll work at making the changes. The majority of attorney generals, they're demanding that the Biden administration cease the Department of Agriculture directive that threatens federally funded food assistance programs. If you don't conform to the LGBTQ plus agenda that Joey has set forth, you will lose your food money. Wow. Amazing how that works. When Trump threatened to do that with a couple of things, whether it was education and or cities, the Supreme Court said you can't do that, even though I never agreed with that, because, look, you're signing an agreement to do something, right? They don't just send the money. That grant money is sent with guidelines in place. And when they weren't living up by the guidelines in San Francisco and a few other places, the judges told Trump to go pound sand, and they should not have done that. That was an agreement signed by the city, and they never expected to live up to it. And now you got Joe Biden saying, hey, if you don't do what I want you to do for the LGBTQ plus community, then you don't get food. Does that mean every kid gets to starve? Really, how's that work? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I just got an email during the break from a very good friend of mine, and she is a manager or manages a what's called a care pregnancy center, crisis pregnancy center. Now, they don't perform abortions. They will not tell you where to get an abortion. They will help you in every other way. If you're pregnant and you're scared, you don't know what to do, you call one of these care centers, care pregnancy centers, and they will help you get through it. They will help you make it work. So I got a letter, an email, and apparently there have been many, 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 or there's much chatter on the dark web and other places regarding threats to violence against churches and profile pregnancy centers. Now, many are in contact with Homeland Security And they're making sure that most of the churches, pardon me, says so on, know what's going on. Now, they've asked them to increase security. Now, how many churches and these pregnancy centers think you have enough money, or they have enough money to increase security? Now, these threats are most likely made by Jane's Revenge, who has declared a night of rage and a summer of rage, beginning with SCOTUS decision, if the abortion decision is sent back to the states. Remember, not canned, sent back to the states. Now, we've already seen firebombings, vandalism, spray painting. And they said if abortion, and they spray paint, if abortion is not safe, then neither are you. Well, abortion hasn't been safe. Right? So, if you know people, if you're a member of a church, and you want to help keep your church safe, maybe get out there and with a group of other people and just make sure that nobody shows up. And when you do show up, you're ready to call the police. You're ready to kind of push back. I'm not suggesting you get a fight or a war with them, but that you at least push back. Right? And again, if you have friends that have training and know how to provide security, then the place to go or the place to be, really, is at one of these centers and or be at one of these churches. It's really sad. It's sad that these people who keep talking about how violent the right is, how violent Trump is, how violent Trump supporters are the same people that are committing violence against those who they have no reason to. Really that easy. But this is where I would say, if you're one of those people that prays, then pray for the safety of these places. Pray for the safety of the people protecting them. This is crazy. And this Jane's Revenge group, have you heard anybody speak out? Anybody from this administration speak out against them? Anybody from this administration say anything about what's going on with them and the pregnancy centers? Not a word. Because they agree with it. The Department of Homeland Security, I'd like to see them, for once, pull some of these lawbreakers out of their own homes in chains and shackles. Wouldn't that be great? Letting them know what's going on. This is ridiculous. And what a bunch of cowards. They're going to attack a pregnancy center when they're closed. If abortion is not safe, neither are you. That's hilarious. I'm sorry, but it is. So anyhow, if you know any of those pregnancy centers, you got churches, and they didn't get a copy of this, let them know. Let them know what's going on. And if you can, in any way, shape, manner, or form, help protect them. Help be there for them. All right. As I started to tell you, a majority of attorneys, attorney generals, are demanding that the Biden administration cease that department order, or Department of Agriculture order, that they're going to pull funding. But this is lunch food funding. This isn't just funding, you know, for a project or anything. They're going to pull lunch food funding if you do not adhere to their LGBTQ agenda. Now, the June 14th letter was penned by 26 state AGs. It addressed to President Joe Biden, demands intervention in the May 3rd USDA memo that interprets Title IX to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Isn't that hilarious how Title IX was put in place to protect women, to make sure that they had the same opportunities to play in sports that men did. Or at least the same fields, the same equipment, to make sure. And what do you have now? You have humans born as males that are now able to play girls' sports as females. How does that protect them? Right? What does that do to make them safer? Or give them the ability to compete? It doesn't. So Title IX is a sham right now because it doesn't protect women or women's sports. It may protect the LGBT, or I should say the transgender community, but it doesn't protect the women as a whole. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ken from Massachusetts, always appreciate when you call, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I gotta switch it up sometimes. Here's the thing, right? I was going to comment on the churches, and I'll get back, but I want to rebut what you had just said about the transgender thing. It seems like that you don't see the other sex trying to compete in that sport. You see the men go into the women, but you don't see the women go into the men's sports. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. No, you don't. As a rule, you don't. Every once in a while, at a high school level, you'll see, you know, a female kicker or something along those lines. But you don't see them, you know, beating the doors down to be part of the front line.
Right. No, and I get that. And I understand that, but I would just want to see equal rights here, you know? Like, we're trying to have equal rights, so let's have equal rights now, you know?
Why don't we make them all gender-neutral sports? What do you think? I mean, let's see how that works out.
I don't know. I'm going to identify as a toe right now. How's that sound?
But what do you think? Go back to the church thing for a minute. Isn't that interesting that the group that always talks about love and tolerance is now before any... Now, these care pregnancy centers are the ones that they're threatening. They don't perform abortions. All they do is help those people who have either had abortions or through, you know, that moment that they find out that they're pregnant and how they can help them. And they need to be destroyed and tore up and all that. They're not doing any damage. Where's the love, dude?
What love? What love, yeah. Well, it's Pride Month, so we gotta, you know, so, yeah. It seems like a very long Pride Month, too. Where's the love? I see the love with armed security. I see the love over here in Massachusetts where I go to a church and the doors are locked.
Wow. Okay. That's sad.
Yeah, it's getting that bad where I know certain areas that I go to. Some churches are open, but even the churches that are open, they, as soon as you walk in, they're looking at you. Okay, all right, I know you. But if they didn't know you, they'd probably go for their Second Amendment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, you're right. And it's sad, too, because that's supposed to be a place you can freely go in and out of. You're supposed to be safe in there. You're supposed to, you know, feel safe in there. And nowadays, with what's going on, you don't know. You have no idea. And it's not like it's a lunatic or religious fanatic. These are abortion fanatics.
I don't get it. I know this is a spiritual war. We deal not with principalities and the flesh, right, and all that stuff out of the Bible. And it shocked me because this is a church I frequent, you know. This is the church I was saved, you know, to be honest with you.
Cool.
And it's a church I was saved 20 years ago. So, well, longer than that, obviously. A very long time ago. But no, this is the church I was saved in, and I know people that go there, and to have the double metal doors locked, and I banged on the door, and I'm like, really? We're locking doors now? I'm like, hey, I guess that's the days we live in, and end of days, if you want, or call me the collapse, you know, K-collapse or something. But not to get off track here. But but people look at you, and the guy's looking at you, and it's like making sure that I didn't have any... I got, you know, certain experiences that I'm not going to say on the air, but I can tell when somebody's on the offensive or defensive, and it's sad that even I'm on edge. I think we're all on edge anywhere we go, you know, and more obviously more so churches than anything, but I really think we're on edge as a country, you know, and I don't want to say this word, but I mean...
Ken, I would love for you to be able to talk a few more minutes, but we're up against it. You should call back in some night. Joe Messina, your host. Ken, always appreciate your call. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Meet us back here tomorrow.